the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Samantha, it's Roz and Mocha.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What's going on? Why are you here?
Just wanted to ask a question.
What's the question?
What the hell is my mother's problem?
Oh, what the hell is your mother's problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Yura says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. My mom gives me the silent treatment whenever I go out with my best friend, and it's not just the rest of the day. It's like a week long. Ooh. Why does my mom hate my best friend? We have been friends for 8 years this year. I don't know. Why does your mom hate your best friend?
I have no idea.
You have to have some clue. How old are you, first of all?
33.
Okay. So what's the problem with the best friend? Like your mom, does your mom... Or has your
Absolutely
mom said it?
Nothing.
So she hasn't said anything to you in the past about your best friend, the way she acts, the way she talks, the way she behaves, nothing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you still living at home?
Yeah.
Is it just you and your mom?
Me and my mom, my brother, and my son.
And
is your best friend over a lot?
No.
Okay. So it's you, your mom. How old's your brother?
36.
So your mom has you, the 33.
So he's older.
Okay. So your mom.
38.
Okay. So your mom has a 38-year-old son living at home. She got a 33-year-old daughter living at home and her grandkid living at home, right?
Yeah.
How did you all wind up still living with your mom?
Okay, so when I broke up with my ex, I moved back in.
How long ago was that?
8 years ago.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yo, no wonder your mom's stressed. She probably hates everybody.
She's stuck with us all.
Okay, so what is the relationship between you and your mom?
It's good.
It's good, or it could be better?
There's no problems, there's no...
I mean, there's always problems, right?
Like what? Like what?
My mom favors my brother over me.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
And have you ever expressed that to her?
No.
Is there, like, tension between you and your mom?
Sometimes there is, sometimes...
So maybe this hatred towards a best friend is just, like, another way of her expressing her frustration with you.
Maybe.
What's your plan?
What do you mean?
To get out of your mom's house, or are you just never going to do that?
Oh, I told her. When I left my ex, I told her.
You told her what?
As soon as I moved back, I was like, that's it. I'm never moving out again.
Oh, so you have no plan to ever move out?
No.
And what about your brother?
I think he's the same.
Oh, my God, Samantha.
Why are you guys still acting like children?
I'm not leaving.
Why?
Because it's a lot of work.
Okay, but you have no aspirations to leave? You don't want to sort of be on your own?
No, you know how many times I've left and come back?
Why?
I've been in and out since I was 16.
Okay, but why? Why does that happen?
I don't know.
No, okay. You do know.
You do know.
Why?
I want to be by myself.
Okay, but why do you keep failing and coming back?
I don't know.
Do you pay rent at home?
No, I don't.
No.
Do you pay for...
That's why I'm not leaving.
Do you pay for groceries?
I pay for, well, we share. Like, me and my brother, we pay for groceries all the time.
I think that your mom may not trust you.
But trust me for what? Trust me for what?
I think that your issues with your mom is that she doesn't trust you in any decision that you make. And so when you start introducing new people, like your best friend, even though it's been 8 years, she thinks you're probably wasting your time, wasting your life.
Maybe.
Because you have no aspiration to get the hell out of there.
When you say to your mom, hey, why do you always give me the silent treatment after I go out with my best friend? What's your mom's answer to that?
I don't know. I never ask her.
You never ask her?
No.
You've never asked?
No.
What's your problem?
I have lots of problems.
Like what? What are some of your other problems?
I know for sure, like, our communication can be better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we don't really communicate properly.
Okay.
What else?
I don't know. We're fairly good. The two of us.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Well, like, we'll have a conversation. We can, but it's just the communication that we don't really, like, we don't communicate properly. We don't talk about any of the...
We can't do anything until you, the next time your mom gives you the silent treatment when you go out with your best friend, you need to just say, hey, why does this happen? And you need to get some sort of answer from her, because without that, I have no idea what to tell you.
Are you going out with your best friend a lot?
Lately, I have been.
Who looks after your kid while you're out?
Usually he comes with me.
Okay.
So where are you going?
Well, either to her house, or we'll go out for a dinner, or...
Is this your girlfriend?
She's got a daughter. She's got a daughter that's 8.
Is she your girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. Just trying to figure that out.
I don't know. Samantha, I think there are other issues there outside of the your mom not liking your best friend, and it's strictly to do with you and your mom, and you need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Talk about everything.
You and your mom need to start talking.
You also need to get a plan to get out of your mom's house. She's probably pissed off that her 2 adult children are still living at home.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So you know this. So what do you need us for?
And not paying rent.
Yes.
Samantha.
You shouldn't be proud of that. Like,
here, Samantha, you know what I mean? Bottom line, you need to grow up.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't give us a silent treatment.
I'm not giving you the silence.
Yeah, you're acting just like your mother right now. Wouldn't love to hear that, eh?
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, you're acting just like your mom right now, Samantha.
I wasn't.
You gotta talk to your mother. It does you no good to call us when you haven't even asked your mother why.
Okay.
That's your first move.
Well, that's what I was going to do. Like, I need to start communicating with her.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes,
go try that out, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And tell your brother to get the hell out of the house, too.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what his problem is.
Have a good day.
You too.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hi, Ken. It's Roz and Mocha. Hello.
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I guess I really am. Rage Against the Machine.
You wrote us this, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I'm pretty good at fixing stuff. I had my dishwasher in my garage repairing it. I bought a new $270 pump motor assembly. I put it on top of the dishwasher. I bumped the dishwasher. The assembly rolled off the dishwasher, which caused irreparable damage to the new assembly when it hit the floor. I took the new pump motor assembly, and in a fit of rage, I bowled it down the driveway across the road where it landed on my neighbor's lawn. I kicked the dishwasher into the driveway, grabbed a 2x4, and proceeded to beat the hell out of the dishwasher. Hmm. How can I work on controlling my rage?
I was having a very bad day.
Is this the first thing you've destroyed in rage?
That's pretty much it, because there was a underlying issue there. Before I even tried troubleshooting this thing, I thought, just go buy a new dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and fix it.
So I don't think you have a rage problem. And I don't even think you're mad at the dishwasher, okay, even though you bowled the motor down the driveway and then beat it up with a 2x4. What you're really mad at is yourself.
That's precisely what I believe.
Yeah, it was a stupid mistake. It was a dumb thing that was, in your mind, probably like preventable. And after spending all this time and you thinking, I should have just bought a new dishwasher, you spent all this time doing all this stuff, and it just got to the point where you were just frustrated with yourself.
That's the absolute issue right there. Hey. I didn't listen to my inner voice.
Hey, are you single? Are you married? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm married. Married. 35 years.
Why didn't you listen to your wife?
Because she knows I'm pretty good at fixing things, and she trusted my initial opinion, and go ahead, try and fix it.
So, did anybody else see this occurrence take place?
That's the funny story. Is I bowled the.
That's the funny story.
Yeah.
I bowled that thing down the driveway across the road. It hit the curb and bounced on my neighbor's lawn.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I went back in the garage. I kicked this thing halfway down the driveway, grabbed the 2x4, beat the snot out of it,
uh-huh.
Proceeded to kick the thing down to the curb, and I'm standing there out of breath, sweating, and I can hear this lady laughing. I look up, and across the road is my neighbor. She's sitting on her front porch having a smoke, laughing her head off. She had just had the show of her life.
So now what? Now you're forced to buy a new dishwasher.
Well, and that's another issue. I spent $1,200 on a new dishwasher, and I was the proud owner of a $270 piece of junk.
Yeah. Watching somebody beat up a dishwasher with a 2x4 while an old lady sits on a porch across the street smoking, it sounds like you live in 1986.
Oh, yeah. What a show she must have had.
How much did you spend on the new dishwasher?
$1,200.
There you go. How much did you really spend?
$1,470.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Yeah, that's it. You're not mad at the dishwasher, man. You sound like you're pretty handy. You know what you're doing. It was just a dumb mistake, and you should have known better, and you're just pissed at yourself.
Well, since then, I've learned to listen to my inner voice.
Yeah, which is what?
Don't fix it. Just buy a new one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Like, was that an FML? I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think he just needed to talk. Sometimes bros just need to talk to other bros.
I guess.
You know what I mean? And that's fine, too.
It's kind of like a hybrid of vented moments and fix my life.
Yeah, and that's fine, too. I think that in why this is a great FML is because I think in moments like this, you start wondering, one, if you're alone, has anybody else ever reacted like this? Has anybody else ever screwed up like this? And you sort of need that reassurance from other people that, yeah, man, you're not alone, and you don't have an anger problem. You're just pissed at yourself. You made a stupid mistake.
Yeah, it's not happened since, and it's not going to happen again. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. Thanks for reaching out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bras and Mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Welcome, Emily, to Bras and Mochas fix my life. What in your life needs fixing?
My ex needs to get the hint.
You wrote us this. Hey, Bras and Mocha fix my life. I broke up with my boyfriend over 3 months ago now, and it really seems like he's not processing it, and I don't know what to do or if there's anything I should do. He still hasn't changed his Facebook profile picture from a picture of the two of us or his relationship status. And over a month after we broke up, his friends invited me to a New Year's Eve party. So obviously he hasn't told his friends yet.
Oh, no.
I know it's not my responsibility anymore, but it frustrates me that other people might get confused. Do you guys think I should reach out to him or just wait it out?
Does he reach out to you now?
No, like we lived together, so it took a few weeks for us to figure things out.
Why'd you break up?
It wasn't really like something that happened. It's kind of on theme with this thing because I really felt like he couldn't take care of himself. So I took that on myself and he really became like came to depend on it. Mm-hmm. So like it's a major shift from convincing him to like eat his dinner to like not being able to help him go through this major life event. Like, I just want to help.
when you say he can't take care of himself, like, what do you mean he can't take care of himself?
I think like it's definitely something that he should have been working through, and I encouraged him to work through. Like, there was definitely like a mental health piece of it, but just like a lot of history that hadn't, like a lot of physical things that he just refused to take care of himself, I guess.
Now, like, when you broke up, was it clean break or did you break up and say, hey, listen, I can't do this anymore. You can't take care of yourself. Maybe if one day you turn it all around, maybe there's a possibility, but as it is right now, I'm gone. Or did you say, we are over, done forever?
No, like, I don't think I could have done that for myself even. So I was like, nope, like, that's it. Like, if we're going to move out and make this whole thing happen, like we're not going to just move in again. So no, I said clean break, like that's it.
So he thinks that there might still be a chance, which is why the Facebook profile still lives the way it does, which is why he hasn't said anything to any friends, because just in case Emily comes back and we're a couple.
That's kind of what I'm worried about. Mm-hmm.
No, that's exactly what's happening though.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to be with the guy?
No.
Yes. Also, he's embarrassed, right?
Probably.
He's embarrassed. He got dumped, and you know, people have probably told him, hey, listen, man, you better hang on to this one. You're never going to find another one like her. And you know, and he feels that he screwed it all up, and he's second guessing himself, and he's replaying the whole relationship in his head. And maybe he's moving forward in life, but maybe he's moving back. You know, maybe he's even regressing even farther into all the things that that you just brought up. But that said, should you reach out? If he's still going around saying that you guys are still together, if he's still going around pretending to people that nothing has happened, then you could say yes. Like, what are you doing? Please just, you know, stop. It's really messing with, you know, my life, and that's just not cool. If he's a little embarrassed and hasn't changed a profile picture yet, then I would say just let him be.
Okay. I mean, like, the profile, yes, but then him not telling his friends, I guess that was about a couple months ago now.
So
that
did you have gotten
like a New Year's Eve invite.
Did you tell them?
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Because I just immediately like left, because they added me to a group chat. So I just immediately left the group chat. And then I messaged the host personally being like, by the way, like, I'm not going to be there because we broke up.
Uh-huh.
So
have any of his other friends reached out to you to ask like about the relationship or anything? No. Okay.
Like,
so
we had mutual friends that we kind of like told together.
Yeah.
But then these were very much his friends that I never had contact with before either. So I wasn't expecting that.
And he and Mocha I know Mocha asked off the top, but he doesn't reach out to you at all, right?
No, once the whole moving process was over, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's probably just like grieving the relationship still and holding on to hope.
Yeah. It's
whereas
a different,
like, you've gone beyond that. Like, you're good to move on with your life.
Breaking up is one process that you have to deal with, right? Okay. And then when you start doing then you have to tell your friends. So it means that then you have to like actually say the words out loud, right? That's another process. But what you're sort of, where he's not ready to deal with yet is the erasing of the relationship. And what I mean by that is going on all his socials and deleting all the pictures and changing the status and everything else. So deleting the public record of your relationship. That's another thing that he has to go through. So right now he may still be dealing with the breakup, not yet ready to talk to friends about it, and certainly not yet ready to delete the sort of public history of your relationship. That's another part of the process. You don't go through everything all at once.
I kind of did.
Well, yeah, because you dumped him. Because you dumped him. You didn't have your heart broken.
Yeah, I guess. Fair.
Right? So I would say give him a little bit of time. If it really bothers you, you can send him a message or shoot him a text and just say, hey, listen, you know, I don't know why it would be difficult for you. I can't see how that would impact your life, but okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where I go back and forth. Like, it really doesn't, I guess, other than just seeing it and it being like a reminder to me that he's not processing it.
Yeah, but that's none of your business, like, though. You're not helping him process it. He's got to process it on his own.
Yeah.
Does that help you a little bit, Emily?
Yeah.
I know.
Really
it
helps.
Sucks. It sucks, but like, it's part of it.
Yeah. All right. I'll stick it out for a little while longer and just be like, it's not my responsibility, but if I really feel like I need to send a message, then I will, but I'm going to kind of try and put that off.
Stop looking. Stop looking. Just stop looking. Why are you looking all the time?
Yeah.
Stop
looking. Stop looking.
Okay.
Okay?
I just checked on Facebook. The picture's still there, by the way.
Oh,
Emily.
Wow. Damn.
Thanks for checking. I'll call every once in a while.
Cool.
So you guys can check for me.
Have a good day, Emily.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Mark, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Oh, no, you don't sound too good. What's going on?
Oh, well, snip, snip, hooray.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me read what you wrote. Put that into context. Okay. What Mark said was snip, snip, hooray. Mark, you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. My wife wants me to get a vasectomy. We have two lovely children, and I think we are done. I'm nervous about getting this done, and I need some advice to get over my fear. What are you afraid of?
I guess, like, if something goes wrong or, like, I guess the recovery of it, like, how painful will it be?
What do you think could go wrong?
Like, it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, like the whole thing. The factory shuts down.
Or will I always be hurting when I pee?
When you pee? No. No.
Wait, but have you talked to a doctor about it? Like, the procedure?
No, I have an appointment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're gonna talk you through all this stuff. There's no chance. I mean, I can't say there's no chance, but it's a very, very routine procedure. Like I wasn't even in when I had mine done. Like I wasn't even in like a medical room. Really, it was just like his office. Like
an office?
Yeah. Like I think I sat on the desk.
No, you didn't. On the desk?
Yeah, it's very informal, right?
Like next to all the doctor's papers and stuff.
Yeah, like his files and stuff, right? I believe like it's so basic the procedure. Like I remember getting it done and the doctor's like family picture framed was like right beside me. Like it was
Yeah, I don't know if you're helping Mark out right now.
No, it's very quick. It's very quick. And the recovery, they freeze you down there, right? Like they stick it. They, I don't know, they rub something on it or stick it with something in it and it freezes that area. And, and by the time like the freezing wears off and you're at home and you've got ice on your crotch and everything, like you barely even feel it after that. Like it's totally fine. It's listen, I've told my story before, my vasectomy story, and it was fairly like embarrassing just because of like what they did. Like you put an elastic around the end of it and then clipped it to my own shirt and stuff like, just like it was weird, right? Like the whole thing was weird.
Mark at all.
But the recovery is very basic. Uh-huh. Like it's very basic. They're going to give you a jock with no cup, which makes you look cool, right? Jocks are cool, right? With the straps under the cheeks and the back and stuff like that, right? They give you one of those. And then in the front where the cup would go, you put ice, right? So you stick ice down there or like a can of frozen something or not a can, like a bag.
That'd be very heavy and painful.
Like a bag of frozen stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Question, because I've never done this either. I haven't had this done.
Yeah.
How many people are in the room? Like how, or in the office? Is it like the doctor and like a nurse? Like somebody, like an assistant?
No, it was.
Do they need help?
No, it was me, the doctor, and then like I think like the two or three guys that were getting it done after me.
You're all in the same room together?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Are they walking?
No, they gotta face the wall. Imagine.
No, next. No, it's just you and the doctor.
Okay. So it's just you and one of the. And how long? Like, what's the problem?
5 minutes.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's right. Like. It's
and then
fine.
Could you drive after? Or like.
I drove home. Yeah.
You drove home. Okay. Or did Catherine have to drive you?
I don't remember. No, I drove home.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I drove home. I got it done right after we did the show here one day.
Uh huh. In between when we ended in lunch.
Yeah, I went and got a vasectomy and then came to work the next day.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's not like you're not whatever, right? Like you're totally.
He's not. So Mark's not going to need like a week off of work.
No, no. You're going to be fine.
Does any of this help, Mark?
Yeah, it does. Is it like proper etiquette to like, you know, mow the lawn before?
They don't care. They don't care. He's gonna mow it for you anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry about that. I mean, if you're very particular about, you know, aesthetically how you like things down there, then feel free. But it's not necessary. They'll take care of all that for you.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And but I mean, like, they're not
barbers.
They don't have a soft touch, right? Like getting it, you know, making sure you leave with like a good coif is not their specialty.
Yeah, they just need access to what they need access
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Yes. So you're looking at like a 1-inch by 1-inch bald patch, right? And it's not like it's underneath, right? Like it's not on your like anything.
Are you sitting down or you're laying underneath, down?
Bent over.
Bent over.
No kidding.
Yo, Mark. Mark is gonna regret reaching out.
Yeah, I bent. Like I said, I bent over the guy's desk.
Lord!
And he didn't even have to leave his chair. He just scooched it back a couple inches.
Bruh. My God.
Right? I mean, that's really the best access because it all happens back there, right?
Okay.
It all happens back there. Cause I had two choices, right? Like I could have bent over his desk, right, to get the vasectomy, or option two, which I wasn't that comfortable with. You can lie on the medical table, but you have to curl your legs back up like you're a baby getting changed.
What?
Right? Like where you have to like put your knees to your chest.
Bro. You know, it's because I have no experience in this. I don't know how much of what you're saying is the truth and how much you're like ribbing right now.
Well, you're gonna have to find out.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah, you're gonna have to find out. But no, you're gonna be just fine, man.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, buddy. How you feeling right now?
A little better, but
and honestly, dude, here you know what? This is okay, I'll tell you exactly how easy the vasectomy procedure is, right? It's so easy that literally the doctor can do the whole thing with one hand, and I know that because I was holding his other one.
Oh my God. No, you aren't, you liar.
No way.
Okay, we're done. We're done. Mark, all the best, buddy. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for reaching out.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.